Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT. And I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself. The kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. Coming up 20 minutes from now, Jim Bowden, former Major League Baseball general manager, CBS, The Athletic, MLB Network Radio. He'll join us to get us set to bet and win on the final weekend of the Major League Baseball regular season. Jim Bowden in 20 minutes. 40 minutes from now. Honestly, this has been going on for too long. Femi, Tyler, and myself will finalize our Survivor play for week 4. But multiple segments this week. We still can't come to a consensus. Maybe we'll ask Colin Wilson what he thinks when he joins us in a moment. But Survivor thoughts in 40 minutes. And we will give you our takes on what the Major League Baseball playoff picture will look like to end this hour. And then next hour, the final hour, the power hour. All our bets for the football weekend. College and the National Football League. Among the games that we'll discuss will be the Niners hosting the Jaguars, and we've got some news to report here on the show. Brock Purdy will start on Sunday for the 49ers, per Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan. That news just coming down. We will talk about it next hour on the show. But joining us right now, he's feeling good. He's looking good. It's great to have him, as always. The great Colin Wilson from the Action Network, Big Bets on Campus podcast, along with our friend Stucky, on Twitter at _Colin1, Colin spelled with two L's. What's going on, my friend? Welcome back to the show.
It's a great day to be alive on You Better You Bet. As you announced that news for the Niners, they ticked up from 3 to 3.5 at one of the smartest shops, so maybe that's your Survivor play.
Okay, so let's talk about, do you play Survivor?
Oh. I do play Survivor. I'm still a couple of pools. I mean, I'm looking at, I think this is a slam dunk with Green Bay this week. You lose, then you go to Dallas, they're coming off a win. It's buy low, sell high kind of stuff, so I try to stick with home teams. I try to take out the spreads that are below 3 early in the season. Let's not string this out to week 15 where I've got to take underdogs and crap, right? Let's not try to get double-digit favorites in the beginning of the season. Let's try to get them over early. So I have a very aggressive Survivor strategy.
If you had to pick between one of these three teams for Survivor,
okay,
the Texans, touchdown favorite at home against the Titans,
mm-hmm,
the Patriots, 5.5-point home favorites against the Panthers,
mm-hmm,
or the Broncos, 7 or 7.5 at home against the Bengals on Monday night. Who do you like the most and why?
So I think you would ask yourself which one of these three teams are going to be favorites enough for me to bet them later on in the season. I think the one out of that pool I would take is probably the Patriots, right? Who's going to be
favored? Damn right. Yeah, you would, Colin.
Yeah. I mean, who's going to be favored the least amount out of all of those? I didn't know what you guys were arguing.
Let's go.
It might be Houston. Honestly, it might be Houston. With the way things are going here.
But could you just string? Yeah, I used to do this all the time. Like, I would just fade the Browns every single week and be a new team, and it would make you like to week 14. So it's like, is that what you're doing with the Panthers? Are you fading them every week? Like, I, you know, it's the strategy here. But
all right, I brought you into our nonsense. Yeah, well, we'll see. You're here for college football.
Yes.
Let's get to your college football stuff, my friend. And things have been going well for you this season. We hope you keep it rolling. Let's do the two big games of the weekend first. Happy Valley Whiteout, Penn State 3.5 at home against Oregon. Do you have a thought, side or total, Penn State and Oregon on Saturday?
Yeah, I wouldn't be scared of the 3.5 on Penn State. You're going to take Penn State. There's two big areas to handicap in this. First off, Oregon always struggles with defensive interior. I was watching Kayvon Thibodeau the other night in the NFL, and I'm like, man, even that Oregon team had problems with the defensive interior defending the run. Catron Allen, Nicholas Singleton are absolutely tearing it up. The run concept they have, Oregon cannot defend. You go to the other side of the ball. What is the big handicap against Oregon? Can you tackle in space? A player like DeCorian Moore, you're going to have to get him wrapped up. If you look at some of these players in the secondary for Penn State, King Mack, a safety, is top 20 individually in PFF tackling. Darius Dixon, Jameer Joseph, the two corners that they have, are two of the highest graded defenders in all of FBS. I just think there's too much in the Penn State secondary where one-on-one tackling, they can make stops without help. And then on the other side of the ball, there's nothing on the Oregon interior that can stop what Penn State wants to do from a running perspective. So focus on those two things, and the 3.5 is the way you got to go.
Wow. As someone who likes Oregon, I don't really like to hear that. All right. Georgia and Bama. Yeah. This game has come off three, Colin, at least at BetMGM where I'm looking right now. Georgia now 2.5 minus 15. So money clearly coming in on the Tide on this Friday. Total 53.5. Do you see it that way, that Bama is the side in this game? Thought on the total. What do you got, Bama and Georgia?
I have $0.00 on Alabama, but that's the side that I want. I think you're seeing a push because Jam Miller is healthy and playing running back, and Tim Keenan, their defensive interior, is going to return to the defensive line. I think there's a lot of people starting to wake up at the end of this week and realize that Tennessee should have beat Georgia, right? But I will say this, Alabama is playing a very leaky secondary right now, and so is Georgia. And absolutely, the play on this game is the over. That's what I do have a lot of money on, is the over. I do like Alabama, but I love the over here. Ever since I podcast, we podcasted last night at Big Bets on Campus about 5 o'clock. Total was 52.5. It's 54. So I'm not sure where the market, I don't think it's my market influence. I bet this early on Monday. But when you go and you look at this, like these defensive, these coverage grades, 93rd for Georgia. Tennessee tore them up, but it's not even that. Marshall and Austin Peay created 5 explosive passes against Georgia's secondary. That's a little embarrassing. And Alabama's defense, they're not doing any better. They've surrendered 4.4 points to every team that has crossed the 40-yard line against them. That's just unmanageable to win games. I projected at 61. 55 is the biggest key in all of college football. I'd get an over before it gets there, but I think that's the way it's going. But that's the reason why I think Alabama's taking some money, though. They're getting a big addition back at running back and in the defensive interior.
Sounds like we're going to see a hell of a game tomorrow night between the Hedges, between the Tide and the Bulldogs. Colin liking the over between Bama and Georgia. What about the game in Seattle? Number one Ohio State on the road at Washington. Washington with Demont Williams Jr. A lot of people excited about him. The Buckeyes, it's kind of been out of sight, out of mind ever since their week one victory over Texas. That point spread's kind of been going back and forth all throughout the week. We're now back out to 9.5 after getting as low as 7.5. How do you see this one side in total between the Buckeyes and the Huskies?
You're definitely taking the Washington number 9 now that it's popped back up. I think they can win the game. And you know, clip, I am ready for the worst voicemails in the world of my own podcast on Sunday to tear me apart for this. But what Washington has at quarterback between Demon Williams and Jonah Coleman at running back, they run straight zone read concepts, and Ohio State struggled against that against Texas. And people just go read the box score against Texas. Texas whooped them on the ground. Like, they averaged plus 1.5 yards per play more than Ohio State in that game. And then if you look at Julian saying, okay, the narrative here is that we got a freshman going on the road, and we've seen what freshmen do on the road. That's all true. But what Washington does is run cover one. And if you go deep into Julian Sain's numbers and see what he does against cover one, he has a 44% success rate. He cannot throw against single high safety. I think Washington is a live dog.
Wow. So going with the Huskies outright against the number one ranked team in the country. How about the battle in the SEC, Ole Miss and LSU? You've seen a lot of Ole Miss money coming in over the last couple of days here. That's now out to 1.5 after being pick 'em earlier today. Do you agree with that move, or are you on the side of the LSU Tigers?
it's like something has to break here, right? LSU can't run the ball. Ole Miss can't defend the run. Like LSU, something's got to break here. Garrett Nussmeier is getting pressure all the time, but Ole Miss can't produce pressure. So that side of the ball, I'm really a little bit clueless about. But Trinidad Chambliss, if you watch him on tape, what Lane Kiffin likes to do is put his tight ends in orbit, likes to put them in motion, use them as blockers, and he's going to use Trinidad Chambliss as an extra runner, and that's what they're going to try to attack LSU. But LSU tackles extremely well, especially from sideline to sideline. I have money on LSU, and I do think that they're going to show up here. I am extremely uncomfortable with Trinidad Chambliss being named the starter, though, so I will have my eyes on. I will say it's not a big bet for me. I am on LSU. I think the defense is the difference because they can tackle in space, and they can handle Chambliss, and I think Brian Kelly and Blaine Baker know what Lane Kiffin is going to line up to do. If you need a prop in this game, tight end Daquan Wright, he is the tight end for Ole Miss. And what he does is he spends the first two quarters blocking for Chambliss left and right. They've always got him in motion. And then in the second half, they pop him over the middle in the red zone for, he's got two TDs just on that play right there. So I think he's like plus 250 for any time TD, Daquan Wright, tight end for Ole Miss.
Absolutely love that. And before we got to get a Heisman thought from you, Colin, because the Heisman Trophy market obviously shaken up quite a bit over this week with John Mateer, hand surgery. He's going to be out maybe a month, maybe a few weeks. We'll find out after the bye week for the Sooners. But now that Fernando Mendoza is the favorite, is there a bet to be made right now heading into this monster week in college football?
I mean, I do think there's not enough love out there for Jaden Maiva over at USC. They have a schedule. They're going to be able to throw on everybody. And I think the big marquee game is going to be the Notre Dame game. If Notre Dame survives Arkansas this weekend, I'm not sure about that. If they do, the team that's going to knock them out of the playoff contention is going to be USC. And that's going to get Jaden Maiva on everybody's board right now. I don't even know what number he's at right now, but he is throwing up crazy numbers. He hasn't even had Jacoby Lane the last 2 weeks. He hasn't had his full set of wide receivers. They are going to throw up just asinine numbers from yardage, touchdowns, everything. And I think if you're taking a long shot right now, that's the one you want to get into.
Yeah, and that's Femi's guy to win the Heisman, Jaden Maiava, or Maiavia, the people's quarterback from USC.
Oh, Rocky Maiavia.
Exactly. Raising the people's eyebrow. You better you bet on this Friday. Colin Wilson, Action Network, Big Bets on Campus, is our guest on Twitter at _Colin1. Colin spelled with two L's. All right, you mentioned SC and Notre Dame. Let's talk about those two games and start with the Trojans. 6.5-point road favorites at the Illini, coming off their annihilation at the hands of Indiana. Total 60.5. Colin, I believe... this is like a zigzag spot for Illinois after getting destroyed last week. Do you share that opinion? Anything for you, Illinois and USC?
I don't, because the list of what's hurt for Illinois is it's just like a very, very long line. I couldn't even go through it here on the show. You don't have enough time, but it's just about everybody on their defense is out. And the replacement that they had for their all Big Ten corner, Xavier Scott, he just got absolutely picked on last week by Cignetti. Like Mendoza went right after Tanner Heckel and just tore him up through five targets. So I don't like what Illinois has in the secondary. They've fallen to 99th in coverage grading. You just can't have that against USC. The caveat to that is USC in Big Ten play last year went three times to the east and crossed time zones, and they got whooped all three times. So what are you going to play? You're going to play Illinois bounce back with a mash unit of guys that are not really the starters. Luke Altmaier has, you know, yet to throw an interception this season, but he's got a ton of turnover worthy plays. Like, he's the one holding that offense together, but you really don't have full strength Illinois. And you have USC with this whole playing at 11-8. Lincoln Riley was complaining about it yesterday, about playing this game at 11-8. So I really think the first half under is the play. At some point in the USC offense might not wake up till the fourth quarter. So I really think first half under is the best play because they're already complaining about this time slot.
Are you betting your alma mater, Arkansas, on the money line against Notre Dame? Sounds like you think that that's a reasonable thought, maybe even a bet.
Yeah, it is. It's a bet. I mean, I would take the points, and then if you want to play it live, it's a great trading game. You're gonna get two defensive lines that have no business being on the field against the two opposing offensive lines. If you really want to make a bet in this game, Talen Green being listed at 50, 55 yards rushing, the Cats already got like 400 and like 275 of them are on designed yards. Talen Green is going to take over this game at the quarterback position. If Leonard Moore does not play for Notre Dame, their corner, their star corner, Omega Blake, the wide receiver for Arkansas, you can bet him for a TD. You can bet him for his yards. You can bet him for anything. On the other side of the ball, Jadarian Price ran back a 100-yard kickoff return against Purdue. He's also averaging like 5.5 yards per carry, and he's like juking everybody out of their shoes. Arkansas couldn't defend a peewee team at the defensive line position. So I love rushing over props. I love Jadarian Price TD props, and I think Talen Green is the one that's going to lift this Razorback team and get them to victory here this week.
30 seconds. Auburn A&M. Aggies a 6.5-point home favorite. Any bets here?
Yeah, Auburn's going to show up. It's kind of a bad spot for them, but what people aren't paying attention to is that Texas A&M's defense has been horrific at defending the pass. They have been horrific in defensive finishing drives, bottom 15 in the nation. I think they're allowing like 5.5 points for teams across the 40. Auburn is very feisty right now, and they are really just a couple plays away this year from really showing out. Consider what they have on the outside with Cam Coleman and Eric Singleton. They should be able to take advantage of Texas A&M and hang around. I'm glad the number went back to 7. I think that's a gift. I'd go get that.
And let's close with any other game, a bet that we have not yet discussed that you think will be valuable for our listeners and viewers, please.
Well, last night when I podcasted, it was 6.5. It's now 4.5, but Arizona is going to beat Iowa State. Iowa State has had 4 extremely bad box scores, had a hard time getting over Arkansas State. They lost the box score against Kansas State. Iowa State has not been good whatsoever, and no one is talking about Arizona, and they have been fantastic. So I like Arizona going up to Ames and closing that out as an underdog.
What is your favorite rock match in WWE?
Oh, of all time? You got to go Hogan, right?
Okay, so if it's not Hogan, then what would it be?
Mankind Royal Rumble, chair shots on the head. One of the sickest things I've ever seen in my life. Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, I was at SummerSlam 98 for the Intercontinental title ladder match against Triple H. That one kind of holds a special place in my heart. And also, for the first Cena WrestleMania main event in Miami, I was there. People were jumping up and down in the aisles when Rock won that match. I was, I don't know, like 30-something years old. It was awesome.
That's amazing. So much to trade. So much history for us to trade, because since you're a Shawn Michaels guy and I'm a Bret Hart guy.
Well, only one of us can be right. And it's me. Big Bets on Campus, Action Network. My friend, good luck with the bets. Keep staying hot, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot, guys.
On the other side, we will be joined by former Major League Baseball General Manager Jim Bowden. If you smell what you better you bet is cooking.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Wow! Number 59! Fly ball to right field! Number 60!
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Aaron Goldsmith doing an awesome job with the Cal Raleigh home run calls for Seattle Mariners television. That is awesome. And, you know, we figured out a couple days ago that Stone Cold Steve Austin's WWE theme music makes football highlights sound better. Not so bad for baseball either. The big dumper now, favorite to win American League MVP at our show sponsor BetMGM, minus 200. And Aaron Judge, who might win a batting title to go along with 50-plus homers, plus 160. Fascinating chase for AL MVP. Joining us right now on the show to break down AL MVP, the final weekend of the Major League Baseball regular season, and what we think we're going to see come Monday morning when we get to talk playoffs is the great Jim Bowden, former Major League Baseball General Manager, Executive of the Year, CBS Sports HQ, MLB Network Radio, The Athletic. Jim, I just checked my watch. What time is it?
Baseball time, baby. You know that, Nick and Femi. It's baseball time, baby. Let's go.
Let's do it. Let's start with AL MVP, and then we can talk about what we expect to happen this weekend. Raleigh minus 200, Judge plus 160. Do you see it that way, that Raleigh should be that big of a favorite, Jim, to be American League Most Valuable Player?
Yeah, Nick and Femi, I think Cal Raleigh is going to win the MVP. If you asked me that 10 days ago, I had Aaron Judge winning it and Raleigh behind him. But once he got to 60 home runs, I think Raleigh's going to win. Now, if this was decided by the algorithm, if we put everything into the numbers, Aaron Judge would win MVP. But that's not how this works, right? It's up to the writers to vote. And the narrative around Cal Raleigh is just so special. I mean, we're witnessing the greatest year any catcher has ever had in the history of baseball. It's unlikely we ever have a catcher that is able to repeat what Raleigh has done this year. And it's not just leading the league in homers and RBIs. It's not just breaking the switch hitter record and going past Mickey Mantle. What he's done defensively is what's going to put him over the top. He has been really good at framing pitches. He's been really good at handling the Mariners pitching staff and helping them win the American League West. And so when you look at the full package, the catching, the home runs, and the storyline, right? When you put that all together, I think the voters are going to give it. It's going to be a close vote. Don't get me wrong. And I'm not saying this is slam dunk, but I do strongly believe in talking to as many writers as I have that Raleigh's going to end up edging out Judge. Now, Judge will end up winning the Hank Aaron Award, right, for the best offensive player of the year. And, you know, he in my mind is an MVP. He is. And the numbers say you should be. When you have that slash line, you should win it. But I'm sorry. Cal Raleigh's had an unbelievable year. And without him, the Mariners aren't here. He's the MVP.
Aaron Judge, the lesson, I think, needs to probably just do some more squats. Maybe get him over the line next year for American League MVP. Let's, Jim, let's talk the American League East here. And just to provide a little context, from some of the bettors that we've talked to over the course of the week on the show, I think a lot of them believe that if the Yankees win the American League East and get the one seed in the American League playoffs, that the Yankees are going to go back to the World Series and win the American League pennant. So I give you that as context to ask you this question. Toronto minus 190 to win the AL East, the Yankees plus 165. Blue Jays weekend set at home against the Rays, the Yankees entertain the Baltimore Orioles. Who do you think ends up winning the American League East? And do you see it that way, that if the Yankees end up winning the division, they are your favorite to win the American League?
Yeah, so let me take you through this. The tiebreaker goes to the Blue Jays, right? So if they're tied, the Blue Jays win the division, and that's a problem. Remember, the Yankees don't have Max Fried, and they don't have Carlos Rodon this weekend, right? They're going to save them. If they're the wild card team, they're going to pitch games 1 and 2. So you're counting on Will Warren tonight, Cam Schlittler tomorrow, Lewis Heel on Sunday. And I think if they win 2 out of 3, which is, I think, realistic, I don't think that's going to be enough to win the division, because I think Toronto, with that Dalton Varsho home run last night, I think, you know, with that home field screaming at them, the whole country of Canada yelling at them, I think they can win 2 out of 3 this weekend too. And if they both win 2 out of 3, then Toronto wins the division. And I think because of the tiebreaker, I would say Toronto's going to win the division. I don't think it's really that important, though. I think the Yankees running out there, Fried and Rodon in the wild card, I believe they'll beat the Red Sox, who I think will be the second wild card team. And then they'll get to face the Blue Jays. Certainly the Blue Jays will have home field advantage, but I'll be taking the Yankees over Toronto if we get that far. Now, in terms of your question, I will answer you honestly. Number one, the best teams don't always win. And if I had to rank the two best teams in the American League right now, I've got Seattle 1 and the Yankees 2. So right now I have them meeting in the ALCS. Now the big question with the Mariners is, what are their aces going to do? They haven't been the same as they were a year ago, right? They're not that same dominant, but over the last 3 or 4 starts, they have been. And I think that's the story. If Brian Wu and George Kirby and Logan Gilbert, if they pitch their best games, they can match up with the Yankees. And like the Yankees, this team can score runs. Seattle's a better defensive team. They're really good defensively up the middle. They have the impact closer in the back end of Munoz, just like the Yankees do with Bednar. So I think it's a series that would go 7 right now, and I think they're the two best teams. But look, you've been doing this a long time, Nick and Femi, and both you guys know in baseball, it is a crapshoot in October. Just a couple of years ago, we had 2 wild card teams, Arizona and Texas, in the World Series, and the Rangers won it all. So best teams don't get there, but if you're asking me right now, I think the Yankees and Mariners are the two best teams, and if the two best teams end up in the LCS, it will be them, regardless of how they get there.
My stomach hurts just thinking about all of this as a Yankee fan, Femi. Like, I'm my stomach's in knots thinking about this, man. We're not even there yet, and I'm already in pain. This stuff's the best.
Oh, yeah. I'm a Mariners fan. This is going to be the second playoffs that we've seen since 2001. And the last time was when the Yankees destroyed them, that team that won 116 games back in that season in 01. Jim, you outlined everything with the wild card and how you see the American League playoffs potentially playing out. But what about the AL Central? And like, can you please put into context what this could potentially be this weekend with the Guardians coming from 12 and a half back literally a month ago to potentially winning this division if they're able to finish the job this weekend? Like, how do you put into context this surge for Cleveland and this collapse, unfortunately, for the Detroit Tigers? And what do you see happening this weekend?
Yeah, Femi, so we have never seen a team that had a 10-game lead on September the 6th ever lose the division, ever. In the history of division baseball, and we're going to see it. Cleveland's going to win this division. Scoobal's not going to pitch again. They're not going to win. Sorry, it's over. This collapse is historic. But I'd rather talk about Cleveland because that's been the unbelievable story. They go to a six-man rotation in the month of September, and the six of them combined post an ERA under two. Six-man rotation, three starts apiece, ERA under two. This has been, like, amazing. They just don't give up runs. And, look, they know how to play small ball. Stephen Vogt's a great manager. We saw him get the Guardians to play the Yankees in the LCS last year. We saw them beat Scooble by a couple of bunts, and then he had an error, a balk. He hit David Fry in the face. And if Scooble had won that game, I think Detroit wins the division. They would have had a two-game lead with five to play, and they would have been in a great spot. But that night when Cleveland beat Scooble, to me, that's the night that they're going to win the division. Now, for the Tiger fans, they should be happy because I think the Tigers are going to get that third wild card and hold off Houston. I think the Jeremy Peña injury with his oblique, he's out for the weekend. That's just the last injury. After Alvarez and all the injuries they've been through, I think that's what's going to put a fork in them. And so, Tarek Skubal will pitch game one, and regardless of who they play, Scooble can win his start, and then the question is, can the Tigers win one other one to get to the next round? My best guess is no. It's been an incredible collapse, but that Cleveland pitching, wow. They trade Shane Bieber at the trade deadline, and quite frankly, they can't say it was a mistake because their six starters have pitched better.
Yeah, Cleveland 150-1 to win the AL Central at the All-Star break, 80-1 a month ago to win the division, and now it looks like they're about to accomplish that later on this weekend. This is You Better You Bet, Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, hanging out with Jim Bowden, former MLB General Manager, Executive of the Year in 1999, CBS Sports HQ, The Athletic, MLB Network Radio. Who gets the final NL wildcard spot between the Mets, Reds, and Diamondbacks?
Who cares? Whoever gets it's going to be eliminated in two games, so I don't care. You know, look, I think if the Mets get in, they could win one game against the Dodgers because Nolan McLean pitches. So McLean can go seven, Diaz can go two, and they can win a game before the Dodgers win the next two. But here's the problem that the Mets have, right? Because, I mean, I would tell you the Mets are the best team of the three, but here's the problem the Mets have. They got Sandy Alcantara tonight, right, who on August 31st went seven innings, one run against this lineup. And then tomorrow night they have Yuri Perez they have to face, and the Marlins starter hadn't given up a run in his last two starts. And then on Sunday, you got Edward Cabrera, who's got a 3.5 ERA over 25 starts this year. You got to beat those three guys. And the Mets are 5-5 against the Marlins this year. That's not going to be an easy task in Miami. I mean, the crowds are going to be great. There's no doubt about it. And I would tell you the Mets have the best team and should get in, but I don't think it's a slam dunk. Now, for the Reds, they're not going to have their two best starters. Hunter Green and Andrew Abbott and Nick Lodolo have already thrown. So they're going to have to do Abbott. They're going to have to do Singer. They're going to have to hope to win that way. But here's the advantage they have. If Milwaukee were to beat them tonight and the Marlins beat the Mets, right, then Milwaukee will have clinched home field advantage throughout the playoffs and World Series. What are they going to do Saturday and Sunday? They're just going to get ready for the playoffs. And they're going to have celebrate. They're going to have a hangover tomorrow. So the Reds easily could win two out of three in Milwaukee. And then that'll put the pressure on the Mets to win two out of three against these really tough pitchers. I don't think Arizona is going to get in. So I would tell you right now, maybe the Mets can get in, but I won't be surprised if Cincinnati shocks everybody on Sunday and finds a way in.
As a Yankee fan and a Met hater, I can say maybe Tom Glavine should throw the first pitch out. 2007, 2008, 2025 with the Mets and the Marlins at the end of the season. Marlins were up on the railing that entire game in 2007, final game of the regular season. All right, Jim, you said you think ALCS will be Yankees and Mariners. We don't have an NLCS thought yet. That's okay. We had about 90 seconds, 2 minutes to go. Okay. As of right now, and you can change your mind, pencil, not pen, what's your World Series matchup and why?
Well, I'm going to get the Phillies there, right? So I'm going to have the Dodgers beat whoever the wild card team is. And then I've got the Phillies getting past the Dodgers only because I'm worried about the back end of the bullpen of the Dodgers. I think if Dave Roberts announced that he was putting Ohtani and Sheehan at the back end of the bullpen, I would probably pick the Dodgers. But that's not what they're going to do. And so I'm really worried about the bullpen. And remember, you know, with Will Smith being injured, the Dodgers lineup is very left-handed. And the Phillies have three left-handed starters that they can throw at them. And that could be a factor. And I think the Phillies right now are the best team in the National League if the best team wins. So then I guess at the end of the day, who are they going to play would be your next question. I don't really know where to take that. I'm probably going to go with the Padres over the Cubs and maybe have Phillies-Padres, could be Phillies-Cubs. And then I would have the Phillies playing the winner of the Mariners-Yankees.
So the Padres would be your thought, Jim, of like a wild card team. And if the Yankees are a wild card, you think they'd make a run also?
But I don't feel good about it. It really depends on what does Michael King look like. How's Dylan Cease going to perform in the postseason? You know, he's a free agent. Both King and Cease are free agents. They're pitching for a contract. If they go out there and they shut out the Cubs at Wrigley, they just increase their value in free agency. So they have a lot of I love it when guys have a lot on the line. Remember this about the Padres. They have the best bullpen on planet Earth. And if they're tied after five, they're going to beat you. And so it's tough to do it at Wrigley. I get it. But I guess I really love bullpen and defense when two teams are equal. And I think the Cubs and Padres are equal. So I'll do the upset here. I'll say the Padres beat the Cubs. They end up losing to the Phillies. And we have a Phillies, either Yankees or Mariners World Series.
No, oh, I'd love for a 2009 redo. Have a Deki Matsui throw out the first pitch. Jim, final question. Do you have a best NFL bet for the weekend in 30 seconds for our listeners and viewers?
Take Micah Parsons over on the sacks and the pressures.
Jim, a big Dallas Cowboys fan. That is perfect.
I know, it's killing me.
Did you see Jerry today? Said, well, we didn't exactly win Super Bowls with Micah Parsons. Someone needs to take the microphone away. Not from you, because you're the best.
Yeah. No, but Nick, you're right. And as Denzel Washington says, Jerry Jones is absolutely great at the box office. He's just never going to win an Oscar.
Jim, you're awesome. At Jim Bowden, GM on Twitter, CBS Sports HQ, MLB Network Radio, The Athletic. My friend, thank you very much for the time. This is your time of year, buddy. Baseball time. Stay well, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks, Femi.
The great Jim Bowden joining us here on You Better, You Bet. Mm. Yankees Mariners.
Oh, baby. Brings back great memories from my childhood.
I'm just going to say that
95 was fun.
You were like two. I deserve it.
I was like 5 years old.
I deserve it. The Yankees deserve to win that series. And everyone knows it. On the other side, no.
Freaky Friday.
On the other side,
4-1 Mariners.
We will finalize our Survivor play and tell you what we think will happen this weekend in Major League Baseball.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
No matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's Parlay Boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to our listeners and viewers to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. You can catch up on anything you might have missed on today's show, including Femi's Hour and all of the great interviews we've done today and our content on the Seahawks and the Cardinals. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Like and subscribe, leave a nice review, or die. Just kidding, we don't have that kind of power.
So that sounds harsh
for all of you. Yeah. And also, like and subscribe to our YouTube page, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. And then, is it twitch.com or twitch.tv? It's twitch.com, right?
I think it's .com. Does anybody know for sure? .tv is what
all right, Mike Brown's. Okay, so .tv. It only took like, we have, you know, this is like a clown car in terms of, we have like 15 people that work on the show. It took like 8 seconds for someone to answer. Thank you, everybody, for your attention to detail. Twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network, YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Like and subscribe to all our video platforms and keep letting us know your best bet for the football weekend. We'll read them next hour here on You Better You Bet. Your best bet for the football weekend. All right, Tyler Morales is with us. We need to finalize our survivor play and then we'll talk some baseball. Do we want to just let Femi make the call, Tyler?
I mean, I'm not going to like his call, but we can have him make the call.
I mean, this is we're all three.
Do you want to make the call?
We all put our money into this thing. It's not like I'm the only one that put money into this. So, I mean, unless you guys
want Houston, Tyler wants Denver, and you want New England. So, like someone has to break this here.
Where do you have Denver in your rankings, Nick? Are they two or are they three?
I don't like any of these options. I want to take Detroit.
See, here's the thing. We failed to mention this on Thursday, and that's on my end. Detroit has Thanksgiving and Christmas, so they have double holiday consideration. So it's, I feel like we need to have that bullet to fire if we're fortunate enough to make it that far.
All right, so you
especially
make
on Christmas. See, now I'm
Denver.
Tyler, you want Denver?
If no one's going to make the call, I'm saying Denver. Enough is enough.
Femi?
They're my number two. I'm good with Denver. If Denver's in your top two, Nick, let's go Denver.
I'm being serious. Like I hate all three choices. I think they all suck.
Well, I mean, we have to make a choice. But
see, like, I think Denver could lose this game.
Well, I mean, to start 1-3 at home in primetime, because they're better than Cincinnati. And Cincinnati's defense is terrible. And it's going against Sean Payton with a terrible defense on the road.
Denver.
Femi? Nick,
final word.
Femi, you
final we both pass it to each other.
You want to do New England?
Denver.
Are you so? Is that really what we want to do?
I am willing to go to Denver.
I'd rather do New England.
I will defer for this. So we just make a pick. It's you two. Whatever you two want, I'll defer. I was confident in my last 2 weeks. This one, I'm not. So this is on you okay. two. I'll blame
right,
you
so
two.
So honestly, like Femi, you make the call right now. It's your call.
Screw it, Patriots. We're doing it. New England Patriots. That's what my first instinct said. My gut
Tyler,
said for Patriots week one.
Let's just go. Let's go. Sure. When we have to trust Stephon Diggs and DeMario Douglas to drive downfield to win the game, we'll be feeling real great.
Now, I will say, I think, the keys to the game for the Patriots. Milton Williams and Christian Barmore going up against mm-hmm. that injury-depleted interior of the Panthers' offensive line. I think going to give Bryce Young all sorts of problems.
Yep. Next sentence, Panthers suck.
Yeah. Like, Patriots?
It's the Patriots. Patriots.
Sold.
Wow, Patriots. You hate it, huh?
Honestly, it's not the worst. We could pick the worst. It's not the worst.
What would the worst be?
The Browns. Ooh. Against the... taking the Browns on Survivor. That'd be the worst.
A realistic option. Like,
we would not take the Browns.
Like, would you rather have New England or San Francisco this week? Like, I would rather have New England.
New England, yes.
Yeah.
Because we don't know if Pearsall and Juwan Jennings are playing. We can't take San Francisco.
He's questionable. Like, would you rather have New England or the Rams? Rams at home against Indy. I'd rather have New England. Like, of the realistic options, I think New England is, the best one. Just because we're not going to ever want them ever again. And at some point, because we got to pick 20 teams, because we have the double with the holidays, you're going to have to pick some bad teams.
Let's see. New England's, I'm trying to have their schedule open here. They're at New Orleans in 2 weeks. I mean, they could lose that game. At Tennessee.
Yeah, I don't want New England. No, New England on the road, I want no parts of that.
They host the Giants at some point. Like, yeah, you know what? This is probably the best spot to take the Patriots. I don't love it, but I wouldn't love any of these picks.
Yeah. Because the safest ones are, Detroit, but okay, here's Christmas. Now you no longer have the Lions at Minnesota.
Right. This is an important question. The question is for Tyler. If the Patriots lose, who are you blaming?
Femi, 100%. I'll be like you during the Cowboys Giants. I'll be blaming him in the first and after the first drive. I'll be blaming him.
first down for Panthers. Yeah. We're in trouble.
If the Patriots lose, I think you have to do next week and call yourself Shep the entire week.
Shep, yes, 100%.
If the Panthers win, you are Shep next week on the show. It's going to throw Baldy for a loop where I'm like, welcome back to You Better, You Bet, Nick Costos and Shep Abebefe. Baldy be like, well, Nick, Shep, great to be on with you.
Let's not do that to him.
Also, we're all wearing black t-shirts today.
Yeah, for the Panthers funeral.
Oh, I like that. So if the Patriots lose, are you Shep?
If the Patriots lose, I'm not doing it the entire week. No, I'm not giving up my name for the entire week. I will be Shep for an hour if the Patriots lose on Monday. I'll be Shep. You can pick hour you want.
Grow up.
An hour every day.
It's got to be Shep's Island. That's the compromise.
Shep's Island. No, because Femi's Island is too good. We can't mess with Femi's Island.
Yeah.
Just what would the gimmick?
I don't know
Shep's
what kind
Island
of accent
be.
Shep has. No clue. Picking losers, apparently. But
Jake, hold on. Jake had strong feelings on this. Jake, what do you think of Femi wanting to be Shep for 1 hour next week?
1 hour is outrageous. Be a man. You got to do at least a day.
I'm picking the Patriots. What do you mean, be a man? I'm picking the Patriots. I'm not. Everyone's like, oh, they got to take Detroit or you got to take this other. We're being a man. We're taking New England. I feel like I'm manly enough through these first 4 weeks.
I think you have to be Shep for a full show. You can pick the day.
I'll do it. I'm that confident in the Patriots.
Which day?
Tyler
can pick. Tyler can pick.
It has to be the Monday. No, it should be immediately.
Tyler,
it should be immediately.
Tyler is actually so mad right now at this. Yeah. Right, Tyler?
He wants immediate.
I'm picking the Patriots just so we can make a pick, but I want Denver. But I understand. I get it. I don't like the picks either. We'll go with Shep.
Wow.
I'll do it on Wednesday.
You're already Shep?
I'm already blaming family.
Shep was born on a Wednesday, so next Wednesday I'll be Shep.
All right. New England Patriots. You bet on this Friday.
Pats.
Femi, how do you expect the baseball weekend to play out?
Unfortunately, I think the Blue Jays do win the AL East for your team. But I think that's going to work out fine for them in the long run, like Jim Bowden does. So I think Toronto's going to be your one, and they're going to take 2 or 3 from Tampa, and the Yankees probably take 2 or 3 from the Orioles, but that's not good enough since the tiebreaker is owned by the Blue Jays. So I think you're going to have the Blue Jays as your one, the Mariners as your two. Cleveland finishes the job. They win the Central. They're your three. Red Sox are your five. Yankees are the four. And I think the Tigers are your six.
I think Detroit ends up. I hate that I asked you this. I don't care. Not that I don't care about your answer. I just don't want to talk baseball right now. That's a bad job by me. Where do you think the Patriots will come in the consensus for the Super Contest? Or not the Super Contest. So we're in Circa Survivor. So there you have it.
Yes.
Where do you think the Patriots will come in? I've done the Super Contest a million times, which is why I said that.
Yeah.
Where do you think the Patriots will come in?
My guess is 4th or 5th consensus. I think your number
I think they'll be higher than that. I think Buffalo will be one. I agree.
Yeah, Buffalo with a bullet. I'm thinking number two. I feel like number two is probably going to be the Texans. Texans or the Packers. One of those two. I think people are going to want to save Detroit.
Should
for
we be using Green Bay?
I don't like, nah, I think the game is too crazy. There's too much going on with this one. Emotional spot for Dallas. Obviously, a very motivational spot for Green Bay with Parsons.
Femi,
are you betting the Cowboys?
All week.
I'm not betting them, but I don't want to put my Survivor entry on this game. I feel like this is a crazy game. I don't want to do revenge game, Survivor entry. Like, that's what you want to do? Like, I think Green Bay is going to kill him, but like, if there were ever to have an out-of-body experience and Dallas plays well, it would be this game. So no for me.
With no CeeDee Lamb.
Would it be this game? I don't think it would be.
Come on,
I think
Shep.
It would be.
Like, honestly, like this is like you're Shep right now with some of these.
No, this is the game that everyone is saying, myself included, everyone is saying they're going to get killed. They are actual professional athletes on that team. They are prideful. I think
so
that you're going to get, and it might, because I don't want to do it. I don't want to bet them.
But they're professional athletes.
Yes, they are. But I don't want to bet them. And I definitely don't want to put this Survivor entry that has a potential of winning $18 million on the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, man. All right. Patriots. Honestly, like, it's disgusting.
They're going to win. And then I'll be looking forward to my apology next Thursday, by the way.
We'll apologize to you on Sunday if it happens. Final hour, power hour on the other side. All our bets for the football weekend.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.